98.1 KZE. Delighted to have with me in the studio today the area's, I dare say, premier Joni Mitchell tribute, celebrating Joni Mitchell's birthday tonight at the Bearsville Theater. Please welcome Teresa and John from Big Yellow Taxi.
Thanks for having us.
I awoke today and found the frost perched on the town. It hovered in a frozen sky, then it gobbled summer down. When the sun turned straighter cold and all the trees are shivering in a naked row, I get the urge for going, but I never seem to go. Get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown and summertime is falling down and winter is closing in. I had me a man in summertime. He had summer-colored skin. Not another girl in town my darling's heart could win. But when the leaves fell on the ground and bully winds came around and pushed them face down in the snow, he got the urge for going and I had to let him go. Got the urge for going when the meadow grass was turning brown and summertime was falling down and winter was closing in. Now the warriors of winter, they give a cold triumphant shout, and all that stays is dying and all that lives is getting out. See the geese in chevron flight, flopping and a-racing on before the snow. They've got the urge for going, and they've got the wings so they can go. Get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown and summertime is falling down and winter is closing in. I'll ply the fire with kindling and pull the blankets up to my chin. I'll lock the vagrant winter out and I'll bolt my wandering in. I like to call back summertime and have her stay for just another month or so. But she's got the urge for going, so I guess she'll have to go. Gets the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown and all her empire's falling down and winter is closing in. And I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown and summertime is falling down.
98.1 KZE. My guests in the studio, Teresa and John from Big Yellow Taxi. You can see them tonight at Bearsville Theater for Joni Mitchell's birthday. Is today actually Joni's birthday?
Today is Joni's birthday.
82. Happy birthday.
82. Yeah.
Happy birthday to Joni. You think she might show up?
You never know.
Never know.
We're always hopeful.
Yeah. It could happen. How have you guys been since last time? That was over the summer, I think.
I think it was two summers ago.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Wasn't it?
I told you I have a bad memory. Yeah.
I mean, we've been busy, playing a lot. We did some treks out to Pittsburgh and New Jersey and
Philadelphia.
And
wilds of Maine.
Yeah. So we've been up and down, left and right, and having a good time doing it. So,
I love the way the two of you sound in the studio doing these songs. Do you ever do like acoustic duo shows, or do you always bring the full band on the road?
We do, actually. We have a smaller, smaller section of us. Ensemble, that's the word. We have a smaller ensemble. We call it Tea and Trouble.
Okay.
And we will play, we play this place called the Bare Naked Brewery a lot in Vermont. And that's fun because we do Joni songs and songs from other artists too. So we get a good mix in there. The last time he played there, there was a guy who was like in his 20s, and we were doing what I thought was a very obscure Joni song, and he knew all the words. I couldn't believe it.
The diehards are diehard.
Yeah, you know? I was really impressed. Yeah. And he didn't know we were going to do Joni stuff, and so we had this mutual delight. You know,
did he come up and sit in?
He didn't, but he was, jamming at the table with his family, and I went and talked to them after. It was just really fun.
That's
it's nice
so awesome.
To know that. You know, it's not just a particular demographic that isn't a Joni, that she really is still very, pertinent in whatever age group you want. She affects everybody.
She's one of the all-time great songwriters,
truly.
Really. Yeah.
Truly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And listening to that song, reminded me once again how complicated these songs are.
Yeah.
and how much skill and practice you guys have to be able to perform them so beautifully. Mm-hmm. And
that's one of her very early ones.
Yeah.
One of the first ones. I think that was
Song for a Seagull.
Yeah.
Yeah, from her first album.
Tom Rush. Yeah. Before her, mm-hmm. she did. And so yeah, she only gets more complicated from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fun and challenging.
Well, yeah. Tell me about the full band, because I imagine it's everybody tonight celebrating the birthday at Bearsville.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we have keys and drums, guitar, bass, harmonica. We're being joined by Carmel Teo on harmonica and Sharon Steele. She's going to be doing some sax and clarinet tonight.
Awesome.
Because, of course, we don't just do the folky Joni stuff. That's appropriate for here in the studio, but we try and hit things from all of her offerings.
All of the oeuvre.
Yes. And so we're going to pull out some tunes tonight that may not be as well known. Of course, we're going to do the hits.
Yeah.
We want to, please the crowd for sure.
But I imagine a birthday celebration is going to bring out a lot of the diehard fans, and they're going to be able to go down the rabbit hole with you.
And you know what's cool is that when we do the obscure songs, we tend to have people come up afterwards and say, you've made me want to dive deeper.
Mm.
And I really like that a lot. You know, I haven't even listened to everything yet. Because I will listen to something. We were just talking about out there about Night Ride Home. Mm. And I really got into Night Ride Home for a while. But sometimes it takes me a full year to really absorb what's going on. And I find I can't, sort of go all over the place listening to her. I have to focus on one thing for a while.
Yeah.
And then pick the songs we want to do. And then I can move on to something else. Like right now, I'm really into Turbulent Indigo.
Okay.
So I'm just, slowly moving through her discography, and I still have a lot more to discover. So.
And I imagine this happens with Joni's music. I've had the experience where I'll listen to a song, for example, I'll listen to it for the first time in my headphones while I'm, on a run, and then I'll listen to it in my car, and I'll hear elements of the production that I didn't notice before, and so on and so forth. So listening in various circumstances on various different speakers can really kind of reveal different layers of a recording.
And we are very similar, because I also listen while I'm on my run.
There you
and in my car and hear different things. And what's cool is I take that into rehearsals, and we're a different setup than some of the stuff that she was doing, whether she was performing live or in studio.
Yeah.
We have what we have. And then sometimes I say, like, okay, guys, you know, we have to try and do this with this song, or look for this type of thing, or help express this type of emotion. This is what the song's about. So there's just a lot, more than just the production, but looking for elements that bring in the feeling of what she was expressing.
And I think, you know, besides all of your obvious talent, I think that's what makes you guys such a wonderful tribute to Joni Mitchell, is it's not just like, here's a popular artist, let's cover her songs. Like, you're really digging deep and finding the soul of the music.
We want to do more than that. We really want to do more. The emotion of her song, the vibration of her song, has always been really important to me personally. And I couldn't just get up there and just sort of sing a song without being able to harness some of the feeling that she had when she was doing the song. And so when I am singing her stuff, of course, my own personal experiences that relate to the songs come through in what I'm doing. And, you know, I'm thinking about those moments, you know, when we're doing A Case of You, I have a person that I was in relationship with for each verse in A Case of You. And that's where I go when I'm singing that song. And you know, that's what helps me create that feeling, so that I can live in the vibration that Joni created, and I can connect that vibration to audience members who are dealing with their own, you know, feelings around it and their own vibrations. But we have like this commonality, we have this mesh, you know, that we can bring together.
Has there ever been a song that at first listen you were like, I have no idea what she was talking about here, and it's not necessarily relatable to me? And did you have to go on like a deep dive to find like interviews or writings or anything to sort of illuminate?
I have to say no. Mm-hmm. I really vibe with her. I have since I was a teenager. I remember the first thing I heard of hers was, of course, the album Blue. Mm-hmm. Like, it came out the year I was born, and someone gave me a record player. I was pregnant with my first son, and they gave me a record player and the album, and that, I just got sucked right in. I mean, my son was born practically singing, you know, Joni Mitchell
Does
Blue.
He still love it?
Oh, he does. He's 34 now.
Awesome.
And yeah, and you know, I just, right away, what I felt was, not only did I understand everything that she was singing about, but I felt that she understood me. And that was so important, because at that time I felt nobody understood me. I've always felt like a little weird and a little different from everybody.
Preach.
Yes, right? And so to hear this other woman singing in this way that made sense to me and kind of like held me and my feelings was so important for me. So it wasn't just the brilliance of the writing. It was the ability to connect and feel seen is what really, really hooked me in.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I've always been able to really, like, we do a song called Passion Play, which is about the Magdalene Laundries. And that was an institution run by the Catholic Church, which housed sex workers and unwed mothers, and sometimes really just what they would call temptresses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, women who were unmarried and very attractive, who would elicit, you know, certain inappropriate reactions from men.
Hide them, get them out of sight.
Right, get them out of the way. You know, they're causing problems. And these women were basically, you know, enslaved. And to hear her sing about this, and it's, again, in the production of the song and what she's doing, it really gets you. It's, the poetry is beautiful, the message is beautiful, but the way she produces songs gives you the understanding of what's going on. And she's, what can I say? How can I say more wonderful things about her? Happy birthday, Joni. Thank you.
Thank you, Joni.
As you can hear, if you're out there and you are a lover of Joni's music and her work, this is clearly the place for you to be tonight, because these are fellow, not just fans, but true appreciators of the music, and you're going to have a wonderful time. And as you can hear, they interpret it so beautifully. And again, the band is Big Yellow Taxi, and you can see them tonight at Bearsville. Doors at 7, I think. The website said
it's a 7 and 8 o'clock show.
Doors at 7, 8 o'clock show. And Bearsville, by the way, what a beautiful space. Always has been, but since it's been renovated, it's so warm and welcoming and clean and lovely.
Thanks,
so,
Peter Shapiro.
Yeah,
shout out.
Would you guys be so kind as to give us one more?
Sure, we'd love to, as long as you sing along with us. On
the
chorus.
No, I'll try.
You'll be able to do it.
They paid paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Well, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Shoo, bop, 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 bop. Shoo, bop, 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 bop. Took all the trees and put them in a tree museum. And they charge the people $1.50 just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Shoo, bop, 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 bop. Shoo, bop, 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 bop. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away that DDT now. Keep the spots on my apples. Well, leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Shoo, bop, 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 bop. Shoo, bop, 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 bop. Late last night, I heard my screen door slam. Well, a big yellow taxi came and took away my old man again. Well, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Shoo, bop, bop, bop. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? Well, they pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Shoo, bop, 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 bop. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Shoo, bop, 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 bop. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ninety-eight-one KZE, man, that the low to high to the laugh cannot have been easy to perfect, but you nailed it.
Thank you, thank you. It's a fun ending, that's for sure. I love the whimsical ending like that.
Teresa and John from Big Yellow Taxi. Once again, it's Joni's birthday, and you can see them tonight. No better way to celebrate. Bearsville Theater. Head on down, doors at 7, show at 8. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
98.1 KZE.